More than 30 people were killed today when a bomb went off aboard a crowded commuter train in southern Russia near the border with Chechnya. Russian officials say it was a terrorist attack. The country's interior minister has vowed to track down those responsible, saying, quote, the ground will burn beneath their feet. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is in Moscow. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
What more can you tell us about this bombing?
This bomb went off during the morning rush hour, about 8 a.m. local time, between two towns in southern Russia. It seemed to have been time to inflict maximum carnage. The police are saying that they believe that a woman detonated this bomb, perhaps a suicide bomber. This region, the Stavropol region, is very close to Chechnya. It has an administrative border with Chechnya. And we have to remind people, of course, that a separatist war has been raging in Chechnya for the last 10 years, pro-independence Chechen fighters fighting Russian troops there.
Well, are Russian officials pointing the finger at the Chechen rebels?
Not at this point, but the speculation in the Russian media is already leaning toward that theory. Now, there was a similar explosion in September on this very train line. Now, police at that time said that they did not believe that Chechen rebels were behind that attack. But there have been a series of suicide-style bombings by Chechen guerrillas, by Chechen separatist sympathizers, many of them carried out by women. We had an attack on a rock concert here in Moscow last June. That killed some 15 people. There have been many other attacks against Russian military targets, targets which project Russian military or government power, both inside Chechnya and in regions which adjoin Chechnya. Now, at this point, all of that is speculation because we don't have any claim by the government saying that this was the work of anyone with sympathies towards Chechnya or involved with Chechen rebels.
Well, I take it then there's no claim by anybody out there of responsibility.
No, there's been no claim of responsibility, and that's very typical in these cases. Many of these attacks go without anyone ever having claimed responsibility. We did hear, as you noted, the Interior Minister, Boris Gryzlov, saying that the ground would burn under the feet of the people who perpetrated this act. That's language characteristic when the government wants to implicate Chechen rebels in these types of attacks, although, again, just speculation at this point because the Interior Minister did not say that Chechen rebels were indeed responsible.
Well, without knowing who is responsible, any sense of what the Russian government might do now in response?
Well, the response in the past has been generally rhetoric. Quite often no one is implicated, no one is actually arrested in these types of cases. You simply get a lot of rhetoric and hyperbole out of the government about crackdowns against separatist rebels if they are indeed the ones who are involved. But quite often nothing concrete seems to happen.
Russia is holding parliamentary elections this weekend. What effect is this bombing likely to have on those elections?
Well, from a security standpoint, it certainly doesn't make things look good. I'm not sure that we can argue that it's going to have any substantive effect on the outcome of the elections. On the other hand, Chechnya is an issue which has essentially dropped off the map over the past few weeks from the Russian political screen in terms of the Russian state media especially. The state media has gone out of its way to make people try to forget that this war continues between Russian troops and separatist rebels in Chechnya itself. There's very little mention of Russian casualties, which we know continue in Chechnya. And what you're going to get now over the next few days is a lot of speculation that perhaps Chechen rebels were responsible for this. So it can be played one of two ways. It perhaps could strengthen the hand of those who want a greater crackdown in Chechnya, want the government to pursue its very hard line of no negotiations with the separatist rebels. That, of course, is the line of President Vladimir Putin. On the other hand, liberal parties who would like to see some sort of negotiations and a softer stance on Chechnya will say that the war continues, the government is unable to stop it, unable to do anything about it, and all of this speculation about Chechen rebels perhaps being involved in these types of suicide attacks, they will say that this shows the failure of the Russian government to deal with the problem.
Thanks very much. NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Moscow.